Our topic this evening is the sugya of Dan Besulim, and the basic issue that we'll need to address, and this is why we're talking about it on the heels of our analysis of Dan Maka, is how is the din of Dan Besulim different than generic Dan Maka? We would have assumed that just as we're makel to be tola b'maka in many situations, we should have also been makel by Dan Besulim, since we know that Dan Besulim is not blood from the uterine, it's not endometrial lining blood, it's blood from an area much farther down the body that doesn't come anywhere near the Makor. And yet, there's at least a Din Rabbanan that we're machmir on Dan Besulim that a woman needs to go through a Tahara process. So the Mishnah tells us on Das Anuch Dal and Muvez, three different scenarios of Bias Mitzvah. So if you have a girl who's less than 12 years old, who would not have expected to have normal ri'ya yet and never did, and then she gets married, the Bishami Amrim Nosan La'ar Balela, Bishami says that you don't have to be machmir for the first 4 nights or for 4 nights of Eisul Amrim Shetekhi Amaka until the Maka heals, the Maka of Dan Besulim. Then scenario two is Higiyas Mana Liros Phineses, if she already is 12 years old, and she should have expected to already see a regular Iyah, but hasn't yet. Then Beishami Yom Nosal Lala Risha Beisola Omrim Ad Mosei Shabbos Arba Lelos. And then the third situation is Ras Avodah Beis Aviyah, where she already had normal Iyahs. Then Beishami says Nosan Labilas Misa Beisola Omrim Kol Halayla Kula. However, the Gemara tells us on Daf Samachei and Mibayz about halfway down. Rabbi Shmuel, the Amri Tarvayu, Halacha Bo Bilaf Mitzvah Parish. The Rabbi Shmuel say that the way most Rishonim understand, the Rabbi Shmuel is talking about under all circumstances. Even though the Mishnah tells us that there are different gradations, whether she is below the age of 12, above the age of 12, whether she's a Katana, a Nara, a Bogeres, whether she saw Dan before, whether she didn't see Dan before, there are different permutations in Machloka Beshame Beisolel, how much you have to be Machmir. But Rabbi Shmuel come along and say, Bo'el Bilas Mitzvah Parish. Across the board, the din is under all circumstances that your Bo'el Bilas Mitzvah be Rishona, and then you have to be Parish. Then the Gemara asks from our Mishnah, the Gemara says, don't bother me from the Mishnah. Rav and Shmuel are reflecting another tradition, Inu the Avdi Ki Rabbi Seinu, they have a different tradition of Rabbi Seinu. So it happens to be that the Rambam does not learn this way. The Rambam seems to preserve the order of the Mishnah. And if you saw the Beis Yosef in our Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel, the Beis Yosef has an Arichas explaining she's a Sarambam, and he thinks that she's a Sarif is like the Rambam. And if you look in the Rambam in Yisuridiyah Parakeh, the Rambam goes through a number of different subcategories that seem to reflect the categorization of the Mishnah with the analysis of the Gemara. Beginning in Parakeh Halacha Yudches, going through Halacha Kaf Beis. So for example, the Rambam writes in Halacha Yudches, Niseis Kishi Nara, Imlo ras dami ameha raising mitaris abayla arba yamin beyamu balayla. That if she got married as an arba and she never saw dam before in her life, then we're not really concerned about damida. She's going to be mitaris abayla, let's say the first 4 times that they have tashmish. Afavisha dam shoseis vushalachi samaka, as long as the maka of the dam sulim hasn't yet healed. Vim ras dam beisavia, but if she did see dam before, vachakach niseis. So they're only allowed be a Rishona, Uparish, and then they have to be Parish via Dam Besulim Zekil, who feels these, and you have to treat this as a regular case of Nida. So the Rabbi is Masig Kibeshami Husev. That sounds like Beshamai in the third case in our Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah explains, no, that here the Rabbi is going like Rabbi Shmuel, and the Rabbi understood that Rabbi Shmuel are only talking about the specific situation of Ras Dam Besavia, and not the other Babas of the Mishnah. But be that as it may, even if that's Shitas Rambam, that's not a Wisum Lalachim, they still say Barichas explains that most Rishonim argue. So, that being the case, we have to analyze why is it that we treat Dan Besulim differently than a standard Dan Maka. So here there are a number of approaches in Rishonim. We'll start with what seems to be the parallel approaches of the Ramban and one day of the Rashba, even though they, in a sense, begin at the same starting point and end in opposite directions. The Ramban in Hilchos Nida, Perek Gimel, beginning with Halacha Zayin, very strongly links Dam B'Sulam with the generic Dam Makom. I don't think we mentioned together last time when we discussed Dam Makom, the position of the Ramban, which is Prima Shashitas Yachin Rishonim, that Lamaisa were never Mekel and Dam Makom, we're not told in Dam Makom at all. And the reason the Ramban says that is because we see that we're Machmer and Dam B'Sulam, and if we're Machmer and Dam B'Sulam, then there's no reason to distinguish between Dam B'Sulam and Dam Makom in general. The Ramban writes in Perek Gimel Halacha Tes, Gimel Tes, Mikana talame she'ein tolin b'maka she'ein lecha maka gedolim inaktana she'nibala v'adam shosis v'yemen ha'machna sabila. The fact that the Gemara tells us that we have to be machmer and dam besulim, that the din is bo'ol bilas mitzvah u'paresh, that indicates that we never have license to be mekel about dam maka, because after all, there's no more egregious dam maka than dam besulim. We know where the blood's coming from, we know it's nowhere near the rechem, and yet we're machmer and dam besulim. So if we're going to be machmer and dam besulim, that is an indication that we have to be machmer and other dam maka as well. And the way that the Ramban explains it is because we saw in the Gemara that if dam akasim mishunam midam riyasa that tameya, that if you're able to tell that the coloration of the dam maka isn't the same as the, or the coloration of dam that would come from the maka is not the same as the coloration of dam nida, so then you don't have the right to be tola b'maka, because it's not the same. And we're not b'kiyim in knowing what maris or what, so because of that lack of b'kiyas, we never have the ability to be tola b'maka. But the reason the Ramban ends up with that position is because of the starting point of dam b'sulim, the fact that there's a gzeres chazal that we have to be machmer dam b'sulim bo'ol b'las mitzvah u'paresh indicates that we never have license b'zmanenu to be mekel about dam maka. The Rashba also notes the close relationship between Dam Maka and Dam Besulim, but he goes in the opposite direction. There are actually two different Nimukim in the Tshuvas HaRashba that the Beis Yosef quotes. Tshuvas HaRashba is in Chelek Zayin Simen Kuf Samach Aleph. Chelek Zayin Kuf Samach Aleph. First, the Rashba writes as follows, that the reason we're Machmir and Dam Besulim, even though even though we know full well that the source of Dam Besulim is not Min Harechem at all, nevertheless, Ikal Mechash L'Shmuel Da'amar Yecholeni Livol Kama Besulos Below Dam. That our Gemara quotes the tradition of Shmuel that it's physically possible to have a Birishona to break the Besulim, and yet not to have any Dam Besulim come out. So the fact that there is a way of being Boel Bahataya, there is a way of being Boel in such a way that the Dam Besulim is not going to come out, doesn't give us full license to always be Toleh on Dam Besulim. Meaning, even if we see Dam, and likely the source of the Dam is Dam Besulim, because it's possible to be Boel Bahataya in such a way that Dam is not going to come out, so it's difficult then to be told absolutely on Dam Besulim. Yoni.
So he, this is actually not Bias Hatayah. Is the
Besulim
being broken or not?
It sounds like the Besulim being
broken. I'm sorry? I thought the Gemara Ksuvah, the Gemara Ksuvah talks about Bias Hatayah, and I said it's not broken. They avoided, I thought, if I recall correctly.
So I guess that could be. So let's say you're avoiding breaking the Besulim. I guess for our purposes it doesn't make a difference, but
so
maybe that's more correct. Fine, so let's say, but for our purposes it doesn't make a difference. The point is that since you are able to be bo'ol bias mitzvah and not break the besulim, then you see dam, so you don't have absolute right to be told of that dam and dam besulim. But what's of greater concern to us is the second reason of the Rashba, which is quoted elsewhere. And the Rashba writes, the Vesul Yesh Lahachmir, as opposed to regular Dam Maka, there's more of a reason to be Machmir by Dam Vesulim. Lefi She'ena Ella Shah Achas Upam Achas. Because the phenomenon of Dam Vesulim is a one-time occurrence. It's not something that's going to happen on a recurring basis. It's once you break the basulum, the dam basulum comes out, and that's the end of the story. Avalkan in tachush af ataos al baila. When it comes to the regular case of damaka, bro, a damak mas tashmish, so then if you're going to be machmir in damaka, it could have long-ranging consequences. So fundamentally, the Rashba sounds like, really, we should have been machmir by all damaka midrabanan. However, in your generic kind of damaka, where the consequences could be severe, we don't have to be machmir to that extent. But when it comes to dam basulim, where the consequences are far less reaching, then there Chazal tell us that it's appropriate to be machmir. The same notion that whatever you're going to say for one, you say for the other, as a Ramban, but leading in the opposite direction, that fundamentally we should have been machmir for both. But where the consequences are more severe, we're going to be makel for generic damaka. However, by dam basulim, we're going to be machmir. That's the second reason of the Rashba in Shuva in Chelek Zayin. The Sedri Tara points out in Sifkat and Aleph that at first glance, according to the Rashba's reasoning, it should come out of Chumra Lahalacha. It should come out that if you have a temporary maka, not of the dam basulim genre, but you know, some kind of maka that you know is not going to be long-lasting, that it's going to go away shortly. So then, according to this logic, you'd have to be machmir. And the Sidri Tara says that lo matzinu, such a notion of poskim, we don't find any evidence that poskim are machmir to require you to be machmir on a dam maka, where the source of the maka, the source of the dam, is a temporary, fleeting maka.
Who says this?
The Sidri Tara in Sifkat and Aleph. However, the Sidri Tara that notes, it could be that you could distinguish that maybe damaka is a broad category, and we're not mechale between different types of maka. The dam basulim is one category, and then every other maka fits into the broad rubric of damaka, and we don't have to distinguish between the particulars of every local maka that comes out. So he says that it could be, even if you accept the Rashba, it doesn't force you into this further ranging chumrah. Okay. But now we need to analyze the position of the Rush. So if you have a Gemara in front of you, or a digital device that has the same, if you take a look at the Rush in the beginning of Perek Yud in our Masechta, the Rush writes as follows. In the standard pagination, it's the top of the first full column of the Rush. Venirli the tam luchumrzu. The reason for the chumr of dam basulim, lo b'shvil shenachosh shema yatsa dam in a makor in dam basulim. It's not that we are choshesh that maybe dam in a makor comes out together with the dam basulim. And the reason that we have to be machmir dam basulim is maybe it's mixed together with dam that's authentically nitame. Delam nachosh mitinokas shelo yigiyas mana liros. Because why should we have such a far-ranging chashash by a tinoka as by a tana that never saw dam before anyway? And why would we even be choshish for that? The isha gedola. And then he goes on, I'm skipping a few lines. Elatam chomerzu mishum debi'ilas mitzvah lekol mesura. Bi'ilas mitzvah is something that everyone is going to experience, and it's up to the parties themselves to deal with the consequences. Veino kol b'kiyin b'chilot sh'yesh bein tinokas shelo yigiyazmano liros uvein yigiyazmano. And not everyone is attuned to the differences reflected in the Mishnah between kalas at different ages, at different stages of life. Uvein bogeres, uvein rasa, uvein shelo rasa. People aren't sufficiently attuned to the distinctions of the ikra din gradations in the Mishnah. V'od mishum dechasin yisur tokvo. And furthermore, chasin is yisur tokvo, so it's an intense emotional situation where maybe he's not going to be fully honest with what the law requires if we allow room for dissensions. Therefore, Chazal decided to make everyone equal, and to accord everyone the farthest reaching chumra, the chumra of Boel Vilas Mitzvah Parish, which is the most chumra situation that you find in the different gradations of the Mishnah. So, at first glance, what the Rush seems to be saying is that don't tell me the reason for the chumra dam besulim is because we're concerned that maybe dam nida got mixed up with dam besulim, because that's a far range of chashash. Rather, the concern is that people aren't going to distinguish between the different categories of the Mishnah, so there's a little plug for Machmir across the board. Yeah.
But different, even in the Mishnah, it's all the same questions that apply. It's all
Dan Vaka,
no?
Right. So in the Mishnah, in the first age, which essentially means that you don't have to, there's no Chumra Dan Basulim, as long as there's still Dan Basulim coming out, as long as there's still a Maka, there's nothing to be Machmir about. Right? So there are situations in the Mishnah where the effect of Dan Basulim is non-existent.
So what are we being Koshish for now?
So we're being Koshish that... Ah. Good. So you're pointing us in the direction we need to go to explain. But before we explain anything, we are Koshish that there may be a situation in which the Chumra Dan Basulim is warranted. So we still have to explain what that situation is. And because of the inability to properly distinguish, you're going to be mocked across the board. But what you're saying is essentially part of the need to reanalyze the Rush. The number one, that reason of Bilas Mitzvah Lekol Mesura doesn't in and of itself explain what the original Chashash of Dan Basulim is. Essentially what Shai was saying, right? And furthermore, if you look in the Rosh Tzuvos, Perek Aleph, Simon Tess, and the Sugya makes Aviv Shal Chasid Ima Shal Kala. So there the Rosh writes that the reason for the Chumra of Dam Besulim is Mishum Shema Nisarvu Bo Dam Nidas. And we're concerned that maybe there is Dam Nida that gets mixed up together with Dam Akka. Which, the way we just read the Rush literally, the Rush here is saying is not the case. The Siddhri Torah points this out as a steer in Rushes, or as a problem. Siddhri Torah here in Sif Katan Gimel. But it's possible that the Rush can be read in a more consistent fashion. So before that, Rav Avadia points out in a number of places, but one place is Yaviya Omer Chelek Aleph Yoredeya Simen Yud. Yaviya Omer Chelek Aleph Yoredeya Simen Yud. That the Rosh Tzuvos is basically based on Yerushalmi. As Yerushalmi writes in Brachos Perek Beis Sof Halacha Vav. Brachos Perek Beis Sof Halacha Vav. Yerushalmi writes, Kala Asura Labesa Kol Shiva, that there's an Isser Kala Kol Shiva, meaning she's Asura Labaila for 7 days as a Nida. There's a parallel line to that in the very opening of Masechus Kala. And then the Yishalmi says, My time Drablazer, who is a Bala Memra, the Efsher Shalo Yatsa Dam Nida in Dam Visulim. It's impossible, or at least we're concerned, that maybe, literally it's impossible, but we're concerned that maybe Dam Nida came out together with Dam Besulim. Literally, the Rishami is saying it's impossible to have Dam Besulim without Dam Nida mixed together. So, just in terms of analyzing that concern, before we come back to the Rush and try to explain the Rush here, in terms of that concern of Dam Nida mixing in Dam Besulim, there are a couple different ways that this is presented by Rishonim, or even Gaonim. The Shuvas Binyan Siyan, Sin and Sam of Tess. Binyan Siyan notes
lashonos in various tshuvos haga'onim. We'll quote one of them, but if you look, he has a few. We'll just quote what he quotes, the tshuvos haga'onim b'shem Rav Haigaon, which is printed in our collection of tshuvos haga'onim of Sharei Tshuva, Simen Kuf Samaches, Sharei Tshuva, Simen Kuf Samaches, again quoted in Binyan Sion Simen Samaches, and also quoted in Rav Avadya's Tshuva that we just referenced a moment ago. So the Rav Haigaon quoted in Tshuvos Haga'onim as the following line. Why are we concerned about Dam Bisulim? Mimnei, Shadam Bisulim Goreim Ledam Nida Sheyetzeimo, that we're concerned that Dam Bisulim causes Dam Nida to come out together with the Dam Bisulim. Ukishihinev Elas Vila Rishona, and therefore when a woman experiences Bias Mitzvah, Ochezes Osar Ra'ada V'chalchala, she is overcome by trembling and unsettlement, an unsettling feeling, a distress feeling, Batis Chalchala Makomod. He quotes that pasuk. What's how do you translate Batis Chalchal? Unsettled, distressed, whatever the exact translation is. So a woman who experiences Bia Rishona experiences Ra'ada V'Chalchala. It was Man She'isha Mischalchalas, he pereshes Nida. And when a woman experiences this Chalchala, then she becomes a Nida. And that's the drush of Chazal, that Tis Chalchala Malkamo, that Esther was Ursa Nida. So that's where Pai goes. The reason we're concerned that there's Dam Besulim causing Dam Nida to come out is because the experience of Bi Rishona is something that causes Re'iyas Nida. Gary.
Is he saying that's like a Hargasha?
Well, it's not a Hargasha as a Bi. Be all and end all. It's that whatever the body is experiencing is what. It's not that.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is he taking that side?
I don't think he's necessarily taking that side in terms of Hargash in general, but he's explaining what the experience of Birishon is and how that could cause. I don't think it's Bechreach getting to that issue, but that's what causes Dam Nida to come out. So the Binyan Sion understood the Rush literally the way we started understanding the Rush, that the Rush is rejecting the reason of, or the concern that Dam Nida is mixed together with Dam Besulim. And the Binyan Sion writes that the Rush would have had access to the Tshuvos Haga'onim, then he wouldn't have written what he wrote. Okay, well, that's one flavor of approaching this, that we're concerned because of the a bodily experience of Bi Rishona, that's going to cause Dam Nida to come out. Rav Avadya in the Taras Habayis, page Tav Sadi Ches, quotes a Sefer Eshkol, a slightly different approach, that we're concerned, along the same lines, that we're concerned that because of the Chimud of Tashmish, so it's not a Ra'ada V'Chalchal experience, which sounds like a physical experience, but rather it's the emotional experience, the Chimud of Tashmish, which we'll talk about the Dinim of Dam Chimud when we get to Simen Kupsari Beis. Because of the Chimud of Tashmish Rishon, Niftach HaMokor V'yotza Tipas Dam Chimud Ala B'Sulam. We're concerned that maybe that Chimud led to Psichas HaMokor, which led to some Dam Nida coming out and mixing with the Dam Besulim. Just parenthetically, the Darkei Teshuva in Sifkat and Aleph quotes from Shlomo Kluger, and quotes from the Sefer Aguda, that for this reason that we're concerned of the relationship, about the relationship between Dam Besulim and Dam Chimud, that the din of Bo Bilas Mitzvah Uparesh, according to the Sefer Aguda, applies even to an almana. Because even an almana, and even a Meselekes Damim, we're machmir on Dam Chimur, right? We'll get to that when we get to it, but the din is that even an almana or a Meselekes Damim has to count Shiva Nekiyim before getting remarried, because of the din of Dam Chimud. So Dam Chimud applies across the board. So if the concern of Dam Besulim is Dam Chimud related, then the din of baral bilas mitzvah pare should apply even to an almana, which no one holds like, and there's no other, definitely not quite a lalacha by anyone, and we don't really find another rishonim. But that's the, on some level, the next step, the logical conclusion from this approach of the Sefer Eshkol, that there is a dam chima component of concern in the din of dam bisulah. Okay. So let's go back to the Rush. It's reasonable. Rav Avadia says some of this. I don't think he explains it exactly this way, but Rav Avadia in the Taras Avayis points out that you have to read the Rush as all coming together. You have to assume that you don't want to come out saying that there's a Stephen Rush, especially because there is a Befeisha Yushalmi that supports what the Rush writes in Tzuvos. The rather, he doesn't say all this way, but I think the approach has to be along these lines. But the Rush is saying is that the concern of dam bisula mixing with dam nida in and of itself wouldn't have justified or explained the broad application of this chumrah. Just because we're concerned that dam nida would get mixed up with dam bisulim wouldn't have been reason enough to be machmir by a katana. To be machmir by tinokas shelo rasa miyameha. It's only because of this perspective of mishum chumra did the ilas mitzvah lakol mesurah vena kol mekiyan that we're forced to make a low plug and to be machmir that vola bilasa uparesh across the board, even in the most, even where it makes the least sense. The reason of dam bisula mixing with dam nida justifies the fact that there is a chumra of dam bisulim, and that's fundamentally why we are concerned about dam bisulim, and why we're machmir dam bisulim. But that in of itself wouldn't explain why we're machmir akadekach across the board. Yosef.
Isn't Rush saying that the fundamental concern here, I thought this before, I'm another Rush and Tzuvos, that you're going to come to a case where, let's say, someone thinks he's with a Tana Shelo Rasa, and he has it to the four nights or to the Makahil, but in reality, he's actually with the Bulgarian Shirasa. So he thinks at night 2, 3, and 4 it's a mutter to be with her, and on those nights, even when they see blood, he'll think it's down to Sulim, but he's confused about the he'll think the halachos of the katana if you apply it to the Bulgaris.
Right.
In reality, he's seeing down Nida with this Bulgaris on nights 2, 3, and 4. So we're saying it's not that we're choshesh that in the actual down to Sulim, whatever it is, there will be down Nida too, but because not everyone's a bucky in the gradations, they'll end up seeing what they think is dam bisulim in a certain girl, and the reality is that it's dam nida. So it's a chash nida, just not that the chash is not, it's getting mixed together.
As you might have thought, or in a particular situation, you may think that then one of the mission applies, and really then three of the mission applies.
Right.
So you may be machmer in that which ultimately may actually be damnida. Okay. So it doesn't explain.
Doesn't kind of steer.
Right. Right. Okay. Fine. So what I'm saying, I think, would explain would be meyasha the steer as well. Okay. Good. Okay. As the Rashba writes in his Chidushim here on Samach Dalam Nadev, that the Chumr Dam Besulim applies even in a situation where there's actually no Dam seen after Bias Nisra. It's from
the Gemara and the wouldn't necessarily know that. Our discussion here is about dam that is seen after being Rishon, which is attributable to breaking the Besulim. The Rashba writes that even if there is no dam, the chumra of requiring Shivanakim applies. Shema yasa tipas dam v'nevda, because we're concerned that maybe there was a tipas dam and it was lost, it disappeared, o shechifa sashechla zera, or was covered up by zera, and therefore you have to be machmir even if you don't actually see the dam. And this is the operating assumption of most Rishonim. There's a Ravid who quotes two opinions in his note to Lahakel, the Ravid at the end of Shar Prisha. The Ravid may be Lishitasa. The Ravid there has a slightly different approach to the reason for Dan Besulim. The Ravid writes, the Ravid has more than one Lashon, but the approach that he seems to go with is Shelo Yishtavshu B'Shar Damim Tmei. Now we're concerned that people may get confused if we're going to be makel by dam besulim. People may confuse dam besulim with other mine dam. Now, why you wouldn't have the same concern by dam mak in general, I'm not sure. But if that's a concern of dam besulim, so then it's arguable that that doesn't apply if there is no dam, and you don't have to be makel akadei kach to be concerned that maybe there was dam, because the maisa, you're not seeing anything, and the whole concern, the reason we're machmir dam besulim for the ravid is you may confuse this kind of blood with another kind of blood. If you don't have any blood in front of you, then what's the reason to be machmir? So that may be related. Be that as it may, the ravid is a minority thing we've shown him, and we.